So this is Radio Kate here in the Walthamstow Community Centre, where we've been looking after police officers all night, and paramedics and any of the emergency services who want to come in for something to eat, a nice warm cup of tea and a place to sit down. And it's the end of the evening, we're about to shut up shop, but there's a table you can probably hear in the background, giggling away, having fun. So it's been a really, really nice atmosphere, and I've got one of the local PCs here. I just wondered, you know, is this kind of community effort, is this kind of what you expected, or is this a big surprise to you?
No, it's not a surprise to me personally, especially from this ward, because I used to work on this ward as a community officer before I became a PC, so it's not a surprise to me at all. I've worked on Waltham Forest Borough since around 2004, and the general community in Waltham Forest has always backed the police. We've always had good positive feedback from them. There are the odd few that don't like us very much, as we've seen in the last few days. But it doesn't surprise me at all.
And what's it been like when you've been out on the streets? Have you been patrolling this ward or out and around in London?
Well, we patrol from the top of Chingford, bordering with Essex, right the way down to Leytonstone, bordering with Stratford. And it's in the last few days, well, not counting tonight or last night, Sunday Monday was the worst I've ever seen in my career, my short career. I've never seen anything like it, apart from what you see on the TV in films and stuff. But when it's real and you're out there, it's scary. But because you're working with such good people, and it's all very well coordinated, everyone knows what everyone else is doing. You've got people that will come and help you and back you up whenever you need them to. So I've not been overly concerned about my safety, but I am concerned, obviously, for the safety of members of the public.
I mean, we were hearing on Monday that a couple of officers had been actually run over in Chingford. The borough commander I spoke to last night said that they're okay, they're recovering now. I mean, that must be quite a... I mean, what's it like on the force? Are you like a family? Does that sort of thing really affect you?
Well, this sort of thing brings... normally, when you're on a borough, you don't have a lot to do with the other boroughs normally, unless you're on a multi-borough aid. So you don't get to see those officers. But when something like this happens, you see loads of people, and everybody talks to everybody. You're all in the same job. Even officers of rank... You all have a laugh together, you all get on together, you always all look after each other. Everyone knows what they've got to do. Everyone knows what to do for somebody else's safety if someone else is dealing with something. And you just don't expect people to drive at you in vehicles. And I mean, that's just outrageous. I've never seen anything like it. And it wasn't just that instance. That's happened a couple of times, and luckily officers have got out of the way, me included. So.
What, really? Somebody drove at you?
That was on Monday night, yeah. Some burglars. Who we caught. So, which is a good thing.
But, I mean, that actually just leaves me quite speechless. I mean, does that not make you want to just say, right, that's it, I've had enough now, I don't want to do this anymore?
No, not at all. It actually surprises me what you get used to and how quick you get used to it. It makes you angry at the time, but you just got to remember, stay professional, do what you have to do, you know, crack on with the job and bring those people in and make sure they get what they have got coming to them, make sure justice is done.
But they are in the minority. You've had a better reaction than that from most of the public.
Oh yeah, I mean, we have really good reaction from people when we're going to calls. We've got people waving at us. We've got people... if we're going to calls and somebody from the member... a member of the public knows where we're going because they've called, or they'll always help us out, point the direction of where the bad people are. This community has always been like that, though. Even more so, though, in the last few days.
And the guy that's organised this has pulled a great team of people together. If you were able to say anything to the people that have been helping out here in our sort of little makeshift police canteen, what would you say to them?
Would you like a hand with a washing up?
Watch out, we'll probably take you up on that one. Thanks ever so much. You stay safe.
All right, we're going to go back out in about...